You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 472. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Not everyone will support you, my friend, even if you've supported them. And what I've come to realize over the years is this: there's a quiet hurt that can come from this, especially when it's come from people you once trusted. This is a conversation I've been sitting with for a while, not really sure what angle to take. And if I'm honest, it's not the easiest one to have, because it comes with a level of disappointment, a level of hurt, but also a shift in how I now choose to show up in my business and with my relationships. Over the years, I've brought a lot of people into my world, people I've had speak at my events, speak inside my mastermind, people I've had on my podcast, people I've gone to dinner with, people I've invited into rooms, people that I've shared tremendous opportunities with. And not from a place of transaction, but from a place of connection, a place of community, a place of genuinely wanting them to succeed, and also just from a place of collaboration versus competition. But something I've noticed, and this isn't just been a one-off, but it's actually been multiple times over the last few years, is that the support isn't always reciprocated. These same people that I've invited into multiple opportunities, they won't comment on posts, they won't engage, they won't share anything about you or your events or your podcast on their platforms, but you'll see them doing it for others. And often they're doing it for people that they perceive to have more status, more influence, and more reach. And if I'm honest, for someone who wears her heart on her sleeve, it can feel like a bit of a kick in the teeth, because it makes you pause and it makes you question things that you've never wanted or would even have to consider questioning. Things like, was this particular person genuine? Was that connection real, or was it simply conditional? And I believe that's the part we don't talk about, the quiet hurt that comes with this. Not loud, not dramatic, just hurt. The hurt that is there, especially when it comes from people you once trusted. And for someone like me, like I said, who wears my heart on my sleeve, who values trust, who values integrity, who values loyalty, who shows up fully, this is a hard pill to swallow. But here's what I've learned. A quick pause, because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now, and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. As I've witnessed this and seen this unfold in front of me and in my life, not everyone operates from the same values as you. Not everyone leads with integrity. Not everyone sees relationships the same way that you do. And that doesn't necessarily make them wrong, but it does mean this. It means that you're going to need to adjust how you show up. And for me, that's meant a few things. I don't give my time as freely as I used to. I'm more intentional about who I bring into my world. I've had to put stronger boundaries in place, not from a place of bitterness, but from a place of self-respect. Because access to me, my time, my energy, my network, that's valuable. And I'll be honest, it has also impacted how I trust. And that's probably the part that makes me the saddest, because I'm someone who leads with trust. I believe in people. I want to see the best in people. But experiences like I've experienced over the last few years, they do shape you. And I think it's important to acknowledge that without letting it harden you. Here's another truth. Support in business is not guaranteed. Just because you show up for others doesn't mean they will show up for you. And if you're building a business expecting this in return, after what, 15, 16, however many years I've been in business now, you'll be disappointed. So the shift becomes this. You don't give to get. You give because it aligns with who you are. But you also observe behavior. You also pay attention. And you also decide who continues to get access to you. And if you're listening to this right now, and if you felt this before, when you've supported people, championed people, opened doors for people, and not felt that same energy returned, I want you to know this. You are not alone. But also, you're not wrong for adjusting your boundaries. You're not wrong for protecting your energy. And you're not wrong for choosing to be more intentional moving forward. Because at the end of the day, this isn't about changing who I am, and I don't want you to change you, but it is about being more conscious of who I personally share that version of me with. Because yes, there can be a quiet hurt that comes from this, especially again, when it comes from people that I once trusted, but there's also growth in this. There's clarity in this, and it also creates space for new and incredible humans to come into your world and into my world, people who meet you where you're at. And sometimes that's exactly what was needed all along. I hope this podcast has allowed you to see a little bit more about me, about what I've experienced, also maybe validating what you've experienced and thought that you're going crazy, because I've had those conversations with people too. And I want you to know that you are seen and that you're not alone in this. This is just the reality of running a business where we all have been growing up in different environments, different values, different integrity. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean one of us is wrong and one of us is right, but it means, again, we get to choose how we move forward with these individuals and with who we will allow into our lives moving forward. And of course, as always, if you need any help with your business strategy, you're looking at scaling, you're not understanding your offers or your values or your pricing, etc., make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au and explore the different ways that you can choose to work with me, whether or not it's in my mastermind, one-on-one, VIP days, or at any of my upcoming events here in Australia or Bali. I'd love to explore how I can support you. Again, you can head to angelahenderson.com.au. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.